Chapter 13. Dark Curse. Remy gently helped Veronica to her feet. He watched quietly as she straightened her shirt and regained her posture. She looked around. Where's Hallie? Remy also scanned the area when he heard Hallie's fast-traveling footsteps in the distance. She should be here any second. In an instant, Hallie appeared in front of them. A wide grin appeared on her face, and her eyes expanded to the size of Coke bottles. Oh my God, I'm so fast! She lifted her hands in the air in celebration. He smiled at his new protege. That happens after you've had human. They had just travelled in demon speed from Blind Bluff Manor to Dinkytown, located northeast from the University of Minnesota. The last time Remy had taken Veronica in such a manner, he had given her sensual appetite to curb her sickness. But this time he didn't have any to help her. Just a few blocks this way. Remy walked to the end of the alley with Veronica and Hallie following him. Hallie stood to Veronica's right, cautiously staring back at her. You look sick. Veronica raised her head and she straightened her posture. I'm fine. She looked at Remy and he stared back at her. Are you sure? He scanned her from head to toe with his eyes. You look a little woozy to me. Yeah, I'm fine. Are you sure this is the right location? He nodded. This is what Lambert told me. Let's not waste any more time. They walked out of the alley, and Veronica turned her head to the left, then to the right. A woman walked by, followed by a man who passed in the opposite direction. They stopped at a crosswalk, and just to their right were tall brick brown buildings and a sign signalling the entryway to the university. Welcome to Dinkytown, Remy raised his hands into the air, where college students spend their afternoons away from the challenges of their homework. They crossed the street and walked away from the university grounds. Blocks away, they found themselves in the heart of fraternity and frat houses. The farther they walked from the university, the emptier the streets became. What if your source is wrong? Veronica asked. Well, a demon lives there, that's for certain, Remy replied. I kind of wish it's Ollie. After I stole a vial of sensual appetite from him last year, our friendship hasn't been the same. He stopped and turned his head right to an abandoned house. Poor, poor Ollie. He climbed the steps. He's never been able to hide from me. They walked up to the door and he placed his hand on the knob. Remember what I told you. She shot him an irritated look. Before they left Blind Bluff Manor, he explained to her the importance of remaining quiet and letting him do the talking. If Kai was in the house, Remy was old and strong enough to catch him. There was a high probability that Kai was on edge, fearful about being found by Lucius and Celine. He immediately kicked, and the door fell back, revealing an empty, dirty, and disordered dark interior. The smell of mold and rotten eggs infiltrated his nostrils almost immediately. Even though the area was dark, it didn't interfere with his demon eyesight. Unable to see, she gripped his arm tightly. Finding her reaction amusing, he whispered, "Watch out for the pile of trash." The further they walked into the abandoned home, the lighter the scenery became. Veronica saw an old couch with missing cushions settled in the corner of the room. She saw a busted light bulb still screwed in its socket on the ceiling, and ahead of them a staircase with broken stairs. Suddenly, Hallie jerked her head to the right. What's that smell? Remy also picked up on the scent. Mildew, I think. Veronica walked forward, treading lightly so as to not create any noise. Even her human hearing picked up on a faint rustling sound coming from the back of the house, which Remy also heard. Someone or something was there. He motioned for her to stay still and he headed in the direction of the noise. Come out wherever you are, he taunted. The faint noise turned into quick footsteps, and suddenly Remy increased his pace down the dark hallway, jumping over empty cardboard boxes and a broken chair with Veronica and Hallie close behind him. They stopped in the kitchen and scanned the room. Quickly, Hallie pointed through a broken glass window just above the kitchen sink. Someone's back there. They caught a quick glance of a short, pudgy figure, carrying a suitcase in hand, quickly walking away from the house. In a breeze, Remy disappeared from Veronica's side, only to reappear outside, standing in front of the figure. Hallie grabbed Veronica's hand and she pulled her to the back door. With her demon strength, she kicked it. The door flew off its hinges and Hallie ran at the figure full charge. Only when Veronica stepped outside did she realize that the unknown figure was Ollie. He was dressed in a long brown trench coat. He dropped his suitcase to the ground and it popped open, spilling its contents onto the dirt. Vials filled with colored liquid rolled around them, coming to a slow stop. Remy gripped Ollie by his throat and he held him still in place. "It's been a while, friend." He ripped off Ollie's hat, noticing he had shaved off his brown hair. He then pushed the pudgy demon to the ground. "Where were you going?" Ollie laid his head back on the ground and exhaled. "I was on my way to see you." His lips formed into a half-cocked smile. He looked at Veronica, who stood in the doorway. "You're still hanging around that human." "Mind your manners." Remy increased his grip. "Her name is Veronica." Ollie let out several grunts, which sounded like a choking cat. Veronica folded her arms over her chest. "Where's Kai?"
"Kai?
I don't know. Are you lying to me?" Remy said. Ollie grinned.
"I don't know, really."
Remy noticed that Ollie's body had slightly deteriorated. His skin looked like wax and had sunken in, revealing his cheekbones. He hadn't fed in weeks.
"I'm not lying."
His grin did little to change his predicament. "I don't know what the hell is going on in this city anymore, and I don't care. I'm leaving this hellhole as soon as possible."
"Well, this city isn't going to miss you," Remy replied.
"That's the point. I want to be as far away as possible from Lucius and Celine." He released his grip. "I thought you were best buddies with them now."
"Funny, Remy."
Ollie rubbed his neck. "You know I've never liked them, especially Celine. They threatened to kill me unless I handed over my warehouse to them."
"So you just handed it over without a fight?"
"What else could I do? Have you seen them lately? They're freaking scary."
"Everyone scares you, Ollie."
"No, not like that. I mean, they're on some Cloud 9 shit right now."
Remy placed his foot on Ollie's chest, pinning him to the ground. Without taking his eye off him, he spoke to Veronica.
"Do me a favor and grab the nearest stick you can find. Any size will do."
Ollie's eyes widened.
"No, wait a minute, Remy, don't."
Veronica searched the ground for a stick. She found a warped one near the back of the house and she handed it to Remy, who raised it in preparation to strike over Ollie's heart.
"So tell me what you know about Lucius and Celine."
Remy leaned in close to Ollie's neck and he whispered in his ear.
"And don't lie to me."
Ollie nodded frantically.
"Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you what I know."
He lowered his stick. "Talk."
"Okay. After Lucius was freed from limbo, he came to my warehouse. Trashed everything. He said that he was ushering in some new demon era."
"Demon era?"
"Yeah, that's what he said."
Remy rubbed his chin.
"Not good enough."
He raised the stick in preparation to strike.
"Wait, there's more."
Ollie's eyes began to slowly turn black. "So all of a sudden, Lucius comes back with Celine, and they took my warehouse and kicked me out on the street. I mean, it looked like Lucius, but he smelled different."
"Different?"
"Yeah, like his scent. You can't miss it, you know? So now your girl Anastasia is with them, and they're going around destroying sanctuaries. What I heard is that they're looking for something old."
"Is that it?"
Remy lowered his weapon close to Ollie's chest.
"No, there's more. I also heard that Celine has her father."
His eyes reverted to Veronica.
"What?"
She rushed over to them.
"What did you say?"
"Celine went to San Diego and kidnapped your father because the Brotherhood has a piece of the Dark Curse."
"The what?" Veronica asked.
"The Dark Curse," Ollie repeated.
"You're a researcher. You should know what that is."
Remy dropped the piece of wood.
"What the hell is that?"
"None of you know."
Ollie swallowed hard.
"If I knew, I wouldn't be asking you now, would I?" Remy answered. "So enlighten us."
"Okay." Ollie took a deep breath. "It's a curse of some kind,
A curse for whom?
Remy's eyes squinted.
D-Man.
Remy chuckled. I don't believe in curses.
And I thought I was the dumb one.
Ollie spoke.
He gripped Ollie by the throat, but Veronica interrupted him. I need to know why Celine took my father.
Ollie's lying. Celine wouldn't have the balls to...
Remy paused just short of finishing his statement.
He recanted.
Yeah, she would have the balls to do that.
He released Ollie.
I thought you no longer cared about your father.
I don't.
Veronica nervously cleared her throat and turned to Ollie.
But I want to know why she took him, and what this has to do with...
What is it called again?
The Dark Curse, Ollie replied. It's a tablet, broken in two pieces, but when put together, it contains rituals and spells and crazy shit like that. Supposedly, it has the spell that created the very first demon. It also has spells that made us, you know, burn in the sun and stuff.
Ollie shrugged.
I've never seen it, but that's the rumor.
Veronica paused.
So, they're holding my father hostage until the Brotherhood gives them the piece of the dark curse that they have.
Yeah. Oh, and they want to release the Pure Ones from Limbo.
Pure Ones? Remy interrupted him.
Yup, all eight of them.
Wait a minute.
He raised his hand to halt their conversation. He stood quietly with his eyes closed in thought.
So, you're telling me that Lucius and Celine are looking for this curse that can free the very first demon who are in Limbo?
Ollie nodded.
Yeah, crazy, ain't it?
That's like letting loose a pack of wild dogs that you can't kill, ever.
Why would anyone in their right mind want to do that?
Now you know why I'm getting the hell out of this city.
Ollie nodded frantically.
You should leave too.
And Anastasia is helping them do this. What about my father?
This time Veronica raised her voice.
I would forget about your father, darling, Ollie said. He's probably dead already.
They're looking for only one piece, right? Remy thought.
Who has the other one?
They already have a piece. All they need is the other one, and Kyra, the oldest Romanga living, is the lock that connects it all together.
Ollie chuckled.
Man, you really don't know what's going on, do you?
And that's why I have you, Ollie.
Remy smiled.
You keep me in the loop.
If they succeed in releasing those monsters, we're all in deep shit. Now it makes sense.
Remy looked at Veronica.
Your father is probably at the warehouse if he's still alive. That's where I'd keep him if I were Lucius.
Veronica turned to walk away.
Well, let's go.
No, you can't just go there, Ollie pleaded.
They'll know I told you.
They'll kill me.
At least wait until I leave the city before you go.
Remy lifted Ollie off the ground, and he threw him against the wooden fence surrounding the backyard. He fell, and Remy quickly rushed over to him, lifting him up again.
If you're lying to me, Ollie.
I swear. You can read my thoughts if you want.
Veronica watched him staring deep into Ollie's eyes.
He isn't lying this time.
Remy licked his lips, and he removed his hands from Ollie's shoulders.
Do you know where Saline's sanctuary is?
Her place is near Lake Calhoun, on the corner of Pierce and Market. It's a one-story home, white, with plated glass windows. You can't miss it.
He held up his hands in defense.
Can I go now?
There's something else. This Kyra chick. Do you know where I can find her?
She's in Chicago. That's all I know.
He closed his mouth and he shot Veronica a quick glance. They both were thinking the same thing. Nathan left Minneapolis to go to Chicago to visit a demon.
Well, I thank you for your time. His eyes turned black.
Can I go now?
Not just yet.
Remy grabbed the stick and plunged it into Ollie's shoulder.
Ollie let out a terrifying scream.
Now you can go!
Remy turned and walked toward the back door of the home.
You can't leave me like this.
He reached out to touch Remy's leg. Remy quickly avoided his grasp.
Oh, don't worry. You'll find a way to free yourself in no time.
He waved and walked back to the house.
Nice knowing you, Ollie.
Veronica and Hallie caught up to Remy.
You're just going to leave him there like that?
Yes, I am. He entered the house and walked into the living room area. He scanned the floors, finally finding some old crumpled newspapers, and he gathered them in a pile in the middle of the room. Give me your lighter.
What are you going to do?
Just give me your lighter. Hallie pulled her lighter from her pocket and she tossed it to him. You're going to burn the house down. He bent down and he lit the corner of the newspaper on fire. I'm just giving Ollie some incentive to free himself in time. He stood back, watching the fire grow. Soon the fire engulfed the entire room in a terrifying glow. The heat pushed them back to the front door until they left the house.
Curses, limbo, pure ones. Remy whistled. Sounds like a load of fun.
He watched the fire reach the second story of the home. Just hearing about what Celine and Lucius had planned to do made no sense. They couldn't release the pure ones. In doing so, they brought hell upon not only their kind, but humans and vampires included.
I need to find my father, Veronica replied. No, you need to go back to the manor. This isn't any place for a human.
He looked to Hallie. Or a baby demon, for that matter.
I'm old enough to take care of myself, Hallie retorted. Besides, what about Nathan? We need to warn him.
I need to find Anastasia first, Remy replied. Then we can worry about warning Nathan.
Why? Veronica asked. Didn't you hear Ollie? She's with them.
No offense, but you don't know Anastasia like I do. She's bonded with Lucius, but even this notion of freeing the pure ones from limbo goes way over her head. If anything, he's probably ordering her, and she can't say no unless she wants to die.
Even if you manage to drag her away, what then? Veronica asked.
The sound of police sirens in the distance grabbed Remy's attention and interrupted their conversation.
We should go.
They hurried down the street, crossed the intersection, and before taking a step any further, Remy placed his arm in front of Veronica, stopping her stride.
Hallie, would you be a good little demon and take Veronica back home? He said as he stared straight ahead.
Veronica removed his arm. I'm coming with. She didn't move in her attempt to show her firm stance against him. I have to find my father. He loved seeing this side of her, but now wasn't the time.
No, you're going back to the manor.
He stood face to face with her, feeling her warm breath stirring on his skin. Your father's well-being isn't the main problem here.
It is for me.
Veronica sneered at his remark. You're going back. He straightened his shirt. I'm going to try and find Anastasia and steal her from their party. He pointed at Hallie. Watch her and make sure she doesn't do anything stupid. He took off in an uncanny blur down the street and around the corner, disappearing from their view.